Hey, Bazillionaires. Welcome back to a new episode of Million Bazillion. Before Bridget and Ryan embark on their next mission to answer your money-focused questions, this episode is presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Greenlight helps young people develop healthy financial habits by learning to earn, save, and invest, all with parental approval. For a limited time, Million Bazillion listeners can get 1 month free and an extra $10 when they sign up for a Greenlight account at greenlight.com/million. That's greenlight.com/million.
Okay, Ryan, we're on right after this aerial yoga performance is over. How you feeling?
I always get a little nervous before these school presentations. The last one did not go well.
Well, I think it'll go better this time, if only for the fact that you didn't bring any illegal fireworks. You didn't bring any illegal fireworks today, right?
Of course not, Bridget. You think I'm daft?
Daft? Why are you talking, like, British all of a sudden?
What? Daft? That's a word. Anyone can say daft. It's in the dictionary, isn't it?
Wait, did you say in it? Like, you sound British again.
Okay, go easy on me right now. You're getting in my head.
Okay, fine, fine.
Let's hear it for those aerial yogis. Okay, students of Smoky Brook Middle School. Next up, please welcome the hosts of your favorite money podcast, Million Bazillion, Bridget and Ryan.
That's our cue. Hey, kids, I'm Bridget.
Cheerio, I'm Ryan. Sorry, that sounded British. I was worried I'd sound British, so of course it ended up happening. Won't happen again. Thanks for letting us come and talk to your middle school.
Yeah, on Million Bazillion, we help dollars make more sense.
I just got that.
That's right. And we're here to answer questions that you kids have about money. And look, hey, we know middle school can be tough. Why? When I was in middle school, I had no friends. And now as a grown adult, I have three friends. So it gets better, is what I'm saying. Oi, let's hear a question. Sorry, that sounded British again. That was the last one, I promise.
Okay, does anyone have a money question they want us to answer?
Yes.
I do.
Hi, my name is Vinicio, and I want to know what unions are and what they're for.
That's a great question. I bet a lot of you saw news stories about some of those strikes that have been going on, right?
Oh, yeah. And you asked your parents, and they started talking about unions, and things got messy.
When you hear people use the word union when they're talking about jobs and work, they probably mean a labor union. A labor union is a group of workers who work together to get more rights and protections on their job. Ryan's going to help me act this out.
Ever so pleased.
See Ryan wearing that big top hat? He's the boss. He's got all the power. And he tells his workers what to do.
You're all working 12 hours a day with no breaks.
That sounds terrible. But the workers might not have a choice.
Profits, margins, shareholder value. Money, 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 money.
But there are usually more workers than bosses. So a long time ago, workers realized if they joined together with the other people at their job, they could have some power in that boss-employee relationship. I'm going to represent that as these little Velcro balls I'm now going to throw at Ryan.
Ow, 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 ow. Sir, seriously, stop it, Bridget, stop.
Labor unions do things like negotiate with the bosses for things like better pay, safer working conditions, and benefits like health insurance. When the bosses refuse to talk to the unions might go on strike. So they refuse to do their work until the bosses change their minds.
Maybe I should take a look at my workers' demands after all. Grumbled beard tug.
And unions have fought for stuff that's now a normal part of the way we work, like the 8-hour workday.
That's right. And it may interest you kids to know that I, Ryan, am myself a proud member of a union, the Screen Actors Guild, or SAG. Like many actors, I had to join the union to act in TV and movies. I earned my SAG card playing my most famous role as Digits, the nerdy but sort of unconventionally handsome forensics lab technician on NCIS Tacoma. Who here recognizes me from that show? None of you kids watched NCIS Tacoma.
I think my grandma watches it.
Yes, thank you. If your grandma were here, she would be impressed by me, and that's what matters.
In the United States, there are about 16.2 million workers represented by a union,
That's over 11% of working adults out there. So maybe about 1 in 10 of any adult you meet. Some types of jobs are more likely to have a union. In fact, you know, a lot of teachers can be represented by a union.
United School Workers of Smoky Brook, represent!
Woo! Okay, very interesting. Let's thank Ryan and Bridget for being here today.
Wait a minute, there's still so much more to learn about unions.
Sorry, we gotta wrap up. The aerial yogis went long. Let's have a round of applause for Million Bazillion.
Cheers, mates. Bye, y'all.
Well, if you ask me, that whole presentation was just too short. We barely scratched the surface of unions.
Hey, look on the bright side. We didn't start a fire. We got to stick around for a lunch of lukewarm nuggets. Today is a win.
Hi, you're Bridget and Ryan, right?
Yeah, you want an autograph?
No. My name's Marissa, and I want to know more about how labor unions work.
Really? We'd love to tell you all about it. So unions are a way
no,
for...
No, not here. I want the rest of my friends to hear this too, because we have questions. Meet us after school by the soccer field bleachers. I'll be there with my crew.
Your crew?
Yeah. Some friends and I run a little babysitting business on the side. We call ourselves the Caregiver Crew. And yeah, we're thinking we might want to form a union. See you at 2 p.m. Sharp.
How about that? Are the kids these days? They want to learn and they think we're cool. But they just keep getting better.
I'm not certain about this whole meetup, but I guess we'll talk more about unions when we come back. Right after this.
And now it's time for asking random kids not so random questions. Today's question is, how many hours a day should a person work?
I think that a person should work at least like 8 or 7 hours a day.
6, so that you can have time to spend with your family.
12. Because that's half in the day.
1 hour work and the other hour vacation.
My dad works from 10 o'clock in the morning until around 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening.
I think a person should work 0 hours a day because working is boring.
That was Riel in Edmonton, Emiliano and Quinn in California, Veronica in Barcelona, Jonathan in Nanjing, China, and Chris in Illinois. This has been Asking Random Kids Not So Random Questions.
And we're back! Today on Million Bazillion, we're answering the question, what are labor unions and what do they do?
That's right. And we're meeting up with a group of middle school babysitters called the Caregiver Crew to explain what unions are all about. Oh, look, there they are, already waiting for us by the bleachers.
It's 2:01.
Yeah?
I said too sharp. Ugh, don't let it happen again.
Okie dokie.
Sorry.
Let's get introductions out of the way. I'm Marissa, president of the Caregiver Crew. I'm never without my trademark baseball cap and lead with a firm yet generous hand. This is Lottie, our vice president.
Hi, I use my vision and money to fund my real passion, my blog and TikTok that review popular TV shows.
Carla, our secretary treasurer.
Hi, I'm the resident foodie and have the best handwriting and I'm the most organized. I'm in physical pain that you were late.
Again, very sorry about that.
Julia, public relations.
Hi. I consider myself the memory maker of the group. Here, this is a homemade fridge magnet I made to commemorate our very first meeting. Here, under these bleachers.
Oh, it's like a little set of bleachers made out of popsicle sticks. What do you know?
And finally, there's Frederick. The boy.
Hi, I'm the boy.
Well, nice to meet you kids.
Wait, I have a question. You kids are like 12. Who are you babysitting? Kids that are like 2 weeks younger than you?
A lot of 12-year-olds babysit. Get with the times, pal. According to our bylaws, the conversation we're about to have is level 1 confidential, and we can only have it back at the Caregiver Crew treehouse. No one say anything important until we get there.
Oh, nice treehouse you have here.
Yeah, you don't normally see a treehouse built entirely out of popsicle sticks, but it really works when you see it.
I'm going to cut to the chase because we don't have all day. We caregivers need to form a union because we're getting cheated on the job. All the babysitters in this town need better treatment. Our conditions cannot stand.
What are some of the conditions? And have you thought about writing them all down? And then maybe we can figure out if a union would actually help with them?
Already made a list.
Wow, you're on it, I see.
We've been paid $7 an hour for 3 years now. Our wages are not increasing at the same rate as inflation, so we are basically getting paid less. Everything in the world costs more, even baseball hats, except we're not getting paid more.
Okay, number one, you should probably ask for a raise. That's one of the big things unions are known for helping with.
And we're not being properly compensated for babysitting shifts that go unexpectedly long. Last week, Ms. Lafitte paid me to take care of her son, Mac. $7 an hour for 3 hours, but Ms. Lafitte got delayed at work for an extra 2 hours. And when she finally got home, she only gave me $21, meaning she never paid me for those extra 2 hours. And on top of that, I miss Jeopardy, and I hate to miss Jeopardy.
Can't you just tape it?
Tape it? Like with duct tape?
Oh, what did the kid say? Can't you just watch it online?
No, I can't watch Jeopardy late. Haven't you heard of spoilers?
Spoilers are the worst.
Wait, can I interject something here? I had a similar payment issue on the set of NCIS Tacoma. I played Digits for a season and a half. Your grandma would recognize me. Anyway, we were supposed to be shooting normal 12-hour days. And one day, we ended up shooting a 14-hour day because the director was like this fresh out of film school punk who thought he was Stanley Kubrick or something. I was like, dude, this is NCIS, brother. Let's just shoot already.
You know, Ryan, come on. Get to the point.
Oh, anyway, when a TV crew works more than the amount of time expected, they are paid overtime. So if you have to work more hours than what you've originally agreed to, your job has to pay you more than usual for those extra hours. The union agreement determines how much extra you're paid. Sometimes it's 1.5 times your usual rate. In show business, we call that time and a half.
You're telling me I could get more than an extra $14?
Well, yeah, with time and a half, you're probably owed like $20 or $21.
But money isn't our only complaint. These parents don't always leave behind enough snacks. I mean, they've got plenty of mac and cheese for their own kids, but I'm 12. A 12-year-old does not survive on mac and cheese alone. We'd like some olives, hummus, grapes, a charcuterie would be nice, some gabagool, a macaroon or two, some almonds.
I think they get it, Carla.
Okay, you want more nutritious food in the house. That seems doable. Honestly, these all seem like reasonable asks. And if you're all asking for the same thing, that's one thing a union tries to do. Make everyone's ask stronger because you're all speaking in one loud voice. That's called collective bargaining.
Got it. Okay, everyone, we're starting a union. Is there anything else we need to do to make this happen?
I guess the next step is you should call a vote of all the babysitters and figure out if they want to be part of a union with you.
Okay. Who's in favor of joining a union?
Aye.
Any naysayers?
Oh, wait. No. There's a problem.
What?
I only just thought of this. You all work for different parents. In a real labor action, you have to take all your requests to someone in charge, like a boss. And then you'll have a conversation with them, like a negotiation about it. But your demands are no good if there's no, like, management that you can take them to.
Oh, I think I know who the management is. There's this one mom, Helen Hendershaw. She's the self-appointed leader of all the moms in the neighborhood. You know the type.
Oh, I know the type.
You can't get a babysitting job in this town without her approval. She runs the whole show. We take our complaints to Miss Hendershaw. She's all the management will need.
Wow, I think this could really work then. All right, caregivers, you seem to have your list of demands in order. You've agreed to work together as a union. So the next step is you're going to management and you're going to negotiate.
Woo!
Yay!
All right!
Yeah, negotiation.
Hey, bazillionaires. This episode of Million Bazillion is presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Babysitters, rise up. The history of unions is a good reminder for us to think about jobs, about our own limits, our free time, and how hard work translates into money. If you're working and earning money from chores, or a teen with a part-time job, we hope you're listening. You'll need a place to keep your hard-earned money. With Greenlight, you can set up direct deposit and connect your paycheck so you're paid on time, every time. And as you keep earning, Greenlight can help you make smart decisions with your earnings. You can learn to spend wisely and save up, and even earn up to 5% on your savings. Get 1 month free and earn $10 today when you sign up for Greenlight at greenlight.com/million.
Whoa!
Welcome back to Million Bazillion, everyone. Today, we're helping an adolescent gang of babysitters, the Caregiver Crew, form their own labor union to demand better treatment of all neighborhood babysitters by the neighborhood parents. And from the looks of it, a lot of babysitters must be fed up because a ton more middle school kids have joined. Ryan, I really hope this works.
Yeah, me too. This thing sort of blew up bigger than I thought, to be honest.
Quiet, everyone. Attention neighborhood babysitters.
Psst, you should address your union by their number.
Why?
Oh, most unions have a number. It sounds cooler and more blue-collar when you say the number. Make one up. Just call yourselves the Local 425 or something.
Got it. Attention Local
425. Woo!
Yay! Yeah!
We're here at Mrs. Hendershaw's house about to commence negotiations. Now, only myself and our lead negotiator, Carla, will be speaking to Mrs. Hendershaw.
Aww.
Why can't we all go in so each of us can state our personal complaints?
Look, we will do our best to represent the group as a whole and be honest with you as we can about the negotiations. But you can't all come to the negotiations because that would mean that 50 people are talking all at once and it would be chaos. Okay, here goes nothing.
Good luck, ladies. You got this.
Okay, girls, don't get rattled. We'll be close by in these bushes and on our walkie-talkies, if you need anything.
Oh, Marissa, Carla, I'm afraid you have the wrong day. Luna doesn't need to be babysat until tomorrow afternoon.
We're not here to babysit your kid, Mrs. Hendershaw.
Well, if you're not here to look after my child, why else would you be on my property speaking to me at all?
In light of repeated neglect of our reasonable requests to the neighborhood parents, the Caregiver Crew has formed a union of child care workers.
A union? Why would you want to do that? Babysitting is simple. Why do you want to make it more complicated with all the red tape of a union? It'll just cost us parents more without really benefiting you babysitters. And to be honest, it'll make it very difficult for us to fire babysitters who do a bad job. Do you really want that?
Well, we know we can't go on like this. And we're taking our demands to you because, let's face it, everyone knows you're the neighborhood mom most up in everyone's business.
Fair.
We have some demands. We started with 3, but then we kept talking about it and we've added more. 1, an hourly wage increase to $10 USD to be paid in cash. No Venmoing our parents and then you forget or other funny business.
Okay.
2, if you say the gig is 3 hours, it's 3 hours. If you go over the agreed time, you pay us time and a half. That's our rate, plus 50% extra. So, $15 an hour for each extra hour.
You're doing great, Marissa.
I see. Anything else?
For every additional kid, we want to be paid another $9 an hour.
Good luck getting that by the Morrisons. They have 5 kids.
You've got her right where you want her. Now go for it.
And we want all the parents to pay into a shared dental insurance plan. All us babysitters are headed into our orthodontia years, and we want to upgrade to invisible braces. No more wires for us.
The snacks. Don't forget the snacks.
Oh, right. Snacks. We need better snacks. Not just toddler stuff. Sophisticated, middle school stuff, like
carrot sticks, celery, orange slices, some gluten-free bread options, both the 2% dairy and oat milk options. Actually, I'll just forward you the Whole Foods Instacart we made.
Little adorable girls, your demands are silly to me. You're just a bunch of kids, not to be taken seriously. You're young, so you don't realize you're being unrealistic. And frankly, a little immature. If you don't want to babysit, there are plenty of kids who will do it cheaper than you without raising a fuss or ever complaining. Maybe I should just ask them.
Oh, well, I guess we don't need all those demands.
No, Marissa, this is a common management tactic. She's going to say your demands are unreasonable no matter what you ask. Now's the time to hold firm, like you're enforcing a bedtime on a school night.
Okay, quiet! Sorry, Mrs. Hendershaw. I gotta hold my ground. We're not budging.
Well, I'm not budging either. I'm not addressing a single one of your proposals.
Did you honestly think that you were going to negotiate with an adult? How adorably cute. But sorry, my counteroffer to you is nothing.
Bridget, what do we do now? She won't negotiate with us.
I didn't want to have to tell you this, but I think you have no other choice other than to strike. That means everyone in the union is going to refuse to work for any of the parents until the two parties can agree on a deal.
A strike? You wouldn't dare.
Strike! If the pay is not fitting, we're not sitting. If the pay is not fitting, we're not sitting. So, we're on strike now. No babysitters working at all. Which is gonna help us how?
Oh, yeah. I probably should have explained this earlier. Okay, so during a strike, workers don't go into work and they refuse to do the jobs that they're negotiating about. Instead, they spend their time drawing attention to those bosses who won't negotiate with them. So they might picket outside of their workplace, and that means like holding signs and chanting and reminding everyone how much better life is when everyone's doing their jobs under good conditions. And the hope is that management sees how they can't function without their workers and may be more likely to give in to some of your demands.
Okay, water break time. Everyone take five.
And how long does a strike last?
Until one side gives in. Either the bosses agree to negotiate the workers' requests, or the workers give up. And usually the two sides decide to negotiate, and eventually they come to some sort of compromise.
But how long will the strike last?
Nobody knows. Could be 2 hours, could be 2 months.
Bridget, 2 months is a long time. If it came to that, I'm sure some babysitters would strike that long. But other babysitters didn't even want the strike in the first place. What am I supposed to tell them in the meantime?
That's all part of running a union. Not every single member agrees on every single issue. You're going to have to balance the wants and the needs of many different members.
Sorry, this is probably the worst possible timing, but as secretary treasurer, I got to collect everyone's union dues. Everyone owes a dollar to the caregiver crew union.
Are you serious?
Oh my gosh.
I only have 30 cents.
What are dues?
Oh boy, I forgot about the dues. You gotta pay those if you're in a union. They help fund the work the union needs to do on behalf of its members. And some unions keep like a special fund so they can help out members financially in case there's a strike and they can't earn money. But it's true, some people don't like having to pay dues to their union.
No.
Really?
Yuck.
I can't believe this. We're not even working right now because of a protest you authorized. None of our babysitters are earning any money. And on top of that, we gotta give you dues. How could this situation get any worse?
Hey, has anyone seen Ryan lately?
Now that you mention it. Not since the strike started? I wonder where he's been.
Wait, I think I see him. Coming out of that house?
Wait, Ryan? Is that you? Were you just babysitting for that family?
No, I was just visiting a friend who happens to be a baby. She was showing me some rattles and things.
Ryan, did you just cross the picket line?
What's crossing the picket line?
I just read about this. It's when you do the work the union asked you not to do.
And it's a big no-no with the union.
There's another not-so-polite word for it that some union members use. Scabbing.
Ew, scabs are gross.
No, they help the body heal. It's just biology.
I wasn't scabbing, okay? I'm not even in the babysitter's union.
Ryan, you're still making it easier for the other side to win because the bosses don't care who's doing the work for them as long as it's done.
Okay, you caught me. I crossed the picket line. I'm a scab. Look, they promised me $6 an hour and leftover mac and cheese. I had to take it, man. I have to take the work for my family.
Do you mean your cat, Skimbleshanks?
Yeah, my cat. I needed to do it for my cat, who is family.
Ryan, you really fumbled the bag.
I don't even know what that means.
It means you messed up.
I'm sorry I ruined the whole strike. I let down Local 456.
425.
I mean Local 425. I resigned from Million Bazillion in shame. I feel so much shame.
Wait a minute. Ryan, be quiet. Everyone be quiet.
This strike is impossible. I have to miss work today because I can't find a babysitter.
I'm a dad who has to watch my own kid by myself. I don't know how to do that. What if they have to poop or something?
It's more expensive to not have a babysitter than it is to pay them more.
It sounds like the parents may be buckling under the pressure.
I kind of feel bad for them. Should we stop picketing?
No, keep going. Now's the time to push harder.
You heard the lady. Resume the picketing, even harder this time.
It's been too many days without a raise. Instead of babysitting, we are quitting. And no changing diapers because they're gross. That last check didn't rhyme, but we don't care.
We can't take it anymore. Marissa, on behalf of the parents and guardians of Smoky Brook, I, Helen Hendershaw, agree to negotiate with your team. After 3 whole hours without babysitters, we realize we can't function without the relatively cheap childcare option you provide. We agree to an hourly wage increase, overtime in the case of unexpected delays, and grapes and other healthy snacks befitting a middle school palate. We got a deal?
What about the dental plan? The multi-kid pay bump? The gabagool? Marissa, the gabagool!
I couldn't get widespread support to concede on those issues. We parents disagree on things too, okay?
Look, Carla, we knew going into this that we'd get some of, but not everything we asked for. Considering all the gains we have made, attention caregivers, I think we got ourselves a deal!
Yeah! Woo! Wow, I can't believe it. The strike actually worked.
I know, and we did it by working together in solidarity.
Actually, Ryan, you didn't really help at all. All you did was stab us in the back.
Now, that's water under the bridge. Let's take a little break to forget all that, and we'll be back in a minute to wrap up the show.
Hello, Million Bazillionaire. I'm Tula from Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's time for a super cool part of the show called How To. Get ready to learn a bazillion new things. Today, I'm here to share tips for how to mail a letter. A letter comes in those envelopes that you get in your mailbox at home. Some of you might have gotten one for your birthday, from your grandma, family member, or friend. First, you want to make sure you have an envelope and stamp. Write your name and address at the top left-hand side of the envelope. Next, the name and address of the person you're sending the letter to goes near the bottom right of the envelope. Then, add a stamp at the top right corner. Finally, drop it off in the mailbox and flip the flag up if your mailbox has any. Thanks for listening. Sincerely, Tula.
Welcome back to Million Bazillion. We're finishing up here in the town of Smoky Brook, where the caregiver crew formed a labor union and successfully staged a strike against the neighborhood parents. With the strike over, the crew is back to babysitting, only this time for better pay under better conditions. At least until the current contract runs out in 3 years, and then they might have to do this all over again, but let's not think about that right now.
That's right. Order has been restored in the town of Smoky Brook. People can hire babysitters again. The kids are happy, the parents are happy, and yes, the babysitters are happy.
Well, what did we learn here today?
That you'll fold under the slightest amount of pressure for a cold bowl of mac and cheese.
Yes, but what else?
Even though every member of a union may not agree with everything their union does, for many workers, the positive changes the union can bring to a workplace are well worth it. Now, just remember, a union is a group made up of people trying to make their workplace better. They don't always get it right, but historically, they have been a big part of making the workplace safer and better for their workers.
Thanks for helping us out, Bridget. The caregiver crew couldn't have engaged in a successful negotiation and strike without your guidance.
You're welcome, Marissa, and you and the rest of the caregivers are such a strong and smart bunch. Stay strong and smart at work and in life. Don't let anyone walk over you or treat you mean or be unfair to you. It's just important to know when and how to stand up for yourself.
Guys, I just finished a babysitting shift at Miss Lefferty's house, and she asked me if I could come by next week and do some yard work for her. Are there any rules about that in our contract?
Wait, is this our chance to expand the union into yard work?
I got into the work to be with kids, not to rake leaves.
But I love the optics that the caregiver crew can care for your children and your front yard. I think this idea could work.
Bring it on.
I love this idea.
Oh, I don't like this idea. No.
Well, I'm sure they'll be able to work this out amongst themselves.
Glad everything worked out here in Smoky Brook. Come on, we need to get going to the next middle school, located in the strange little town of Squawkins, Indiana.
Oh, right. Show starts soon. We better get a move on.
All right, that's it for this episode of Million Bazillion. Thanks for listening. Make sure to check out the tip sheet linked in the show notes if you want to learn more about labor unions.
We'll be back next week to answer a question about paying for college. And you can send us the money questions you want answered at marketplace.org/million.
Million Bazillion is brought to you by Marketplace from American Public Media. This episode was written and hosted by me, Ryan Perez, and Bridget Bodner, with additional voicing from Dylan Miettinen, Ava Goldblum, Layla Arizmendi, Talia Menchaca, Courtney Bergseeker, Maria Hollenhorst, Isaac Lukasiewicz, Francesca Levy, Amy Scott, Sophia Palisa Carr, and Jay Siebold.
Jasmine Romero is our editor. Courtney Bergseeker is our producer. Marissa Cabrera is our senior producer. Talia Menchaca is our intern. Our sound designer is Chris Doolin, and Becca Weinman mixed this episode.
Our theme music was created by Wonderly. Bridget Bodner is the director of podcasts at Marketplace. Francesca Levy is the executive director of digital. Neil Scarborough is the VP and general manager.
Million Bazillion is funded in part by the Cy Sims Foundation, partnering with organizations and people working for a better and more just future since 1985. And special thanks to the Ranzetta Family Charitable Fund and NextGen Personal Finance for providing the startup funding for this podcast and continuing to support Marketplace in our work to make younger audiences smarter about the economy.
If Million Bazillion is helping your family have important conversations about money, consider making a one-time donation today at marketplace.org/givemillion. And thanks for your support.
Hey, bazillionaires. Thanks for listening to today's episode presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Our group of babysitters learned a whole lot about labor unions today. And if you're earning, you need a place to put that money. With Greenlight, you can set up direct deposit and connect your paycheck so you're paid on time, every time. For a limited time, Million Bazillion listeners can get 1 month free and an extra $10 when they sign up for a Greenlight account at greenlight.com/million. That's greenlight.com/million.